Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on the Speak Life Now radio show. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Speak Life Borrell. Thank you all so much for joining in. Let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this amazing opportunity and this platform to encourage and to speak to your beautiful people. Thank you so much, dear Lord, for whatever you have for me to say today, that it will come out without any hindrances, and that those listeners that wanted to have an ear to hear will hear what I have to say today. Thank you for being able to encourage and motivate others while encouraging and motivating myself. Thank you so much in your precious name, Jesus. Well, you guys, it's been really a while. I've been really doing some other things, focusing on other things, and I'll just talk some of this out with y'all today. I do have some upcoming events, so stay tuned to hear what's coming up, some amazing things that's happening in June and August. And so I'll talk about that at the end. But you remember the last podcast episode I did was called B. And if any of you follow me on social media, any capacity, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you will see me putting B on pretty much everything, B-E, period. And we talked about that last time, and I'm really walking it out. I'm being everything that God has told me that I am, according to the Word of God, and things that He personally have said to me, and I'm just walking it out, regardless of the fact of it may not have manifested yet, but I'm walking out everything that He says, and it's drawing in the things that I'm supposed to have. One of the things I want to talk about today, because, you know, I'm very transparent with you guys, and I just share my feelings. And this month, I'm recording today, is in June. This month right here, it's been kind of a challenge for me emotionally. I'm doing things to try to combat some of the emotional things that I'm dealing with. The emotional part of it is, okay, June. June 27th, actually, which is coming up in a couple of weeks or so, or less than that, actually, I was supposed to be getting married. And people still to this day are still asking me, hey, did you get married? Hey, when is the wedding? And it was a public proposal. And publicly I said, you know, it didn't work out and I'm not getting married, but still some folks didn't get the memo. So every time they ask me, this is what I hear. Like I have to go through it again. UGH. And it's just an emotion. So it is, you know, I know the way things went down and I know what people say. Well, you know, God has a plan. God, you know, just continue to trust God, and I do. I know God has a plan. I understand all of that. Like I said before on a previous podcast episode, y'all can go back and listen to them. If you start from last June and start listening to the podcast, you will really get a full picture and a movie of what I've been through for the past year. Start back with last June, that last May. Start there and then work your way up to this one, or work your way back to it or whatever. But you know, it's just been a lot of different things that has happened. And this month right here, which would have been, you know, a month of celebration and all of that, I've been dealing with emotions. I talked to a couple of people about it. One of my dear friends, I'm so thankful that, you know, she understood and she just listened, because a lot of times, people will try to, like, you know, throw the scriptures at you or say all these other things. And at that moment, you already know all of that. I already know God is good. I already know God got another plan. I already know to continue to trust God. I already know God loves me. I know all these things. In the meantime, I'm still having a human moment. And what I want to talk to you guys about today is, make sure you know, if you are a person that's a friend, or, you know, sometimes a family or co-worker, whatever, Sometimes you just have to listen. I even have a co-worker or someone on my team, and she just listens. Sometimes she might chime in, but most times she listens. And sometimes that's what I need. I need somebody to just listen and hear me. Have you ever been around someone that you try to give you try to talk to them, and they're constantly coming back with something else before you? They're not really listening to hear you. They're listening to speak on what they're going through versus listening and really hearing a person. And that's some of the things I've been learning by just doing the counseling and coaching. I have to listen to be able to coach. I have to listen in order to be able to counsel, because I have to listen to the voice behind the voice and listen to the people. And maybe that's some of the message today. It's good to encourage with the word of God, and I'm telling you, it has helped. But then you got to have discernment to know sometimes, hey, I'm just going to listen to her. And if she acts or he acts, hey, can you give me some advice? Then give it. Sometimes they might just need somewhere they can vent and release. So for myself, what I did was I planned an event on the date that would have been my wedding date. So I planned an event to give back to the community, give back to the kids, which is good. But really what the Lord has revealed to me, and you guys just have to sit back and ask God to reveal stuff to you about you, right? And the Lord just let me know it was just a way of me numbing, a way of me not really focusing on it and trying to suppress it. And that's some of the things I did before. Like back in the day when my dad passed away, I numbed myself by smoking a lot of weed back in the day. That was 1998, right? I talk about all this stuff in my book, All or Nothing, so it's nothing new to most folk. But, you know, I'm transparent. So I was numb. I was numb for a solid year because I did not want to feel the pain of the loss of my dad. But when I finally decided to sober up and not smoke weed anymore, I literally had to go and relive it all over again because I was trying to suppress that thing. And during this whole time, I've been doing things to try to suppress, going out dancing. Some of y'all probably going to freak when I tell you this. Having some drinks, you know, doing things to try to numb it. Numb the things I've been going through. And that's not going to work. I have to really feel what I'm going through, because I believe God that this is just another way for me to be able to help more people. Even while I've been going out dancing quite a bit, which I love to do anyway. I always love to dance, but usually I'm dancing around the house by myself. So I'm not in that alone state anymore of just staying to myself. I did that for 23 years, y'all. Well, not 23. The time that I was living with my sister, that time period, how many years that was. But most of the time, I was just totally alone. And that stuff got a little old, right? But it was needful for the time and the season that I was in. So now I'm going places, meeting a lot of different people. When I do go dancing, I actually have a great time. I'm having fun. I'm meeting people and even ministering to people in the different places I'm going. I have been ministering to them. The Lord had given me a word to share. And I'm like, really, Lord? And I go tell the people what the Lord was showing me, and they receive it. One man was about to commit suicide and didn't in one of the places I was in. And so God is still using me in every capacity, but I still got to look at me in the mirror and say, okay, Lisa, you can't go back to suppressing your feelings. And like I said, sometimes I suppress them because I don't feel like I'm being heard. I don't feel like nobody understands. They say, well, God revealed, God got you out. Yes, I know. He did. Thank you, Jesus. I still deal with the human part of it and the emotional part of it, of the idea of, being married, the idea of not being alone, that idea of that sharing my life with someone, right? And if you never had this to happen to you, I guess you really can't understand really what's going on. You really don't have nowhere to, you know, really connect with a person in a thing if you never been through it. But you can ask God to let you feel it. Because even the Word of God talked about Jesus was touched with everything that we went through. He could empathize. He could understand. And we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. He said in his word in John that he wouldn't leave us comfortless. So we have the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our helper, our intercessor, our senior partner, our advocate, our teacher. We have him with us. So when we are talking to others, the Holy Spirit, if you ask for discernment, should allow you to be in touch with what a person is dealing with. Instead of coming with an answer from your own self, let God be the one that reveals to you what that person needs. I know I'm just talking about a lot of stuff, but I'm just sharing out of my heart because I'm in this thing. I'm living it. And I'm trying my best to deal with it and, you know, be effective in everything I do. Effective as a director of sales. Effective as a podcaster. Effective as I'm doing events and hosting events. Effective as the CEO of Speak Life Now Incorporated. I'm trying to be effective in everything I do on these different boards that I'm on for the city of Suffolk. And I'm so thankful for it. I'm trying to be effective in everything that I do. But I also have to look at myself, and I can't, like even the scripture talked about, you look in the mirror darkly, you're not even seeing. And I have to see, like, if I had some black on my face, like a mark, and I see it, I'm going to wipe it off. So if it's something going on internally in me, excuse me, I need to deal with it, recognize it, see it, and deal with it. So any of you out there that have been through something traumatic recently, or even in the past, and you still haven't dealt with it, you're still suppressing it. Suppressing it is not getting rid of it. You got to be healed and delivered, set free from whatever it is. And I pray right now that I ask God right now on your behalf to send you someone that would truly hear you, listen and hear you, and give you what you need. And if it's advice, they'll give you that. If it's a hug, they'll give you that. If it's motivation and encouragement, they'll give you that. But they first got to be able to hear, listen, and hear you. And I pray that for you, and I pray that for myself. And I do have a few. Thank you, Jesus. But it's only a couple. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people. But it's only maybe a couple. Less than five on my hand, okay? And they hear and listen. They hear and listen. So that's my word today for y'all. Because when these people be asking me or texting me or inboxing me on social media, oh my gosh, I go, oh, that's probably going to be the title today. Oh. Because every time, sometimes I say it out loud, but no, let me tell you this. You know every time they ask me, I feel it in the pit of my gut. I feel like, ugh. And y'all know what that feel like every time. So ask God for discernment to be really in touch with people. Jesus was in touch. We walking around, what would Jesus do? He would be in touch. He would understand. He would heal whatever needed. We just got to ask God to direct us in that thing. So I'm thankful for everything actually that happened last year. Everything, because it did push me to a level that I've never been in before spiritually. It did allow me to now have freedom. I was so in a box. And like I said, I'm not saying that that was bad. It's just that there was a season for it. And I'm no longer in that box. And now I feel like I truly have spread my wings. And I'm walking in a freedom that I didn't have. And that's a freedom in Christ. And freedom in walking in grace. It's a freedom in it. It's not all bound up. That's not how it's supposed to be. So I'm learning through it. I'm still learning through it. I thank God, like I said, for everything that I went through. I've learned from it. And I'm still learning from it. But I'm learning more about me in the process. Even someone recently said to me when I was out at an event, they said, even though that, you know, what you went through was wrong, was tough and hard on you, but they said they could see it. It's like, but you're free now. It seems like you have a freedom that you didn't have before. And I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for the people I meet. I'm thankful for the doors that is open to me, for me to do certain things. I'm thankful, truly thankful and grateful for what God is doing. I told you guys I'm having a couple of events. We got an event on June 27th in Richmond, and Increase International, 6511 Belmont Road, North Chesterfield, Virginia. It's Y-Way Kids, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have fun. We're going to have some fun games. We have a speaker, Amari Robinson, a software engineer, author, podcaster herself, and she also is an entrepreneur. And she is just turned 18, and she's going to be talking to the young adults on Saturday. But it's a whole weekend of events and prizes, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. The kids going to get medals. It's just going to be amazing. And that's Saturday, June 27th. And then in August 15th, you guys get the men, get your brothers, get your husbands, get your uncles, get your grandfathers, get your sons in the room. This is free. Both of these events is free and open to the public. August the 15th at the Hilton Garden near Suffolk Riverfront at 10 a.m. We have Mr. Chris Milton. He's from California, but he's recently getting ready to move. But he's going to be our speaker. He is a executive. He has his MBA, working on his doctoral degree in business administration as well. He has balance. He works out. He's a coach. He does a lot of great things. And I'm telling you guys, y'all don't want to miss August the 15th, because y'all know how I feel about the black man. And all these stats, I'm just talking about the stats, are saying that, you know, of all the races, the black man is leaving first. And we don't need that. We don't need that black man to become extinct. We need that black man to live. We need y'all to live. And this is what this has been. We're going to be talking. We're going to have a Q&A. It's going to be amazing. Check the social media. You register on Eventbrite. Like I say, it's free and open to the public, but we do have limited seating. So shooting for 100, 150 people at the most. So we definitely need you to register in advance, and then we'll have breakfast or something like that. Some kind of meal, probably be breakfast. So come on out to both of those events. And before we go today, I just want to say again how much I appreciate everybody. You know, I appreciate y'all listening. I appreciate my new listeners. I understand I got a dear friend that I met in my travels going to the Outer Banks, and she has sent the podcast over to her family, all in Jamaica. So if Jamaica's listening right now, hello, hello, hello. Thank you all for listening to me. I thank you so much for listening. And I'll be back on soon. I just had to share this out of my heart, because a lot of times we walk around like nothing's wrong, and we just try to, especially, I'm not just saying this, but especially women, black women, you just take on stuff and you just keep going and keep going because you don't have any choice. But sometimes you got to stop and realize, hey, and this is probably for just anybody, but I know for myself, the way I cope and the way I do things is more of ignoring it, throwing myself into work or whatever, but not to really look at that thing. And the Lord, my God has forced me, it started on this past weekend, to see me. And I have to share that with you guys before I do anything else. I am human, believe it or not, but a superhuman, I think. But I wanted to share that with y'all. And no, there is not going to be a wedding this June, but eventually it will be. And I'm still walking in. I'm being a wife. I'm still, whoever he is, I'm a wife to him. And whenever he shows up, I've been a wife to him. I'm just waiting for him to show up. And I'm being everything that God is telling me to be. And I want you to do that. What is it that you wanted to do? Well, be it. And you're like, well, I may not have the money for it. Well, be it. Walk in there. Like I said, I wanted to be a model. So now I'm modeling the clothes I wear every day. And I'm putting B. I always wanted to, I thought I wanted to be a medical doctor, but I'm a doctor, a different type. But I'm walking in that. I always wanted to be a business leader, and I'm walking in that. You know what I mean? I always want to make an influence and make a difference wherever I'm at. And I'm doing that. Someone called me yesterday, a very dear good friend of mine. And I want to thank her because she said she had my date of the wedding on her calendar. And every time she would open her calendar up for June, she would see that date. And she has been praying for me every time she looked at her calendar. And that was somebody that I didn't even have to talk to about what I was going through. Hold on a second. I didn't have to talk to her. I didn't have to say it. She saw the date. And she was in touch with, she in touch with me because of the Holy Spirit and on board with her. And she said, I've been praying for you because I've been looking at the date. And then and then is when I told her what I had been experiencing. And that was just yesterday when we talked. And I thank her so much. I thank you so much, my dear friend Cynthia, for that. I'm so thankful for that. So anyway, I just wanted to come on and let y'all hear my voice and just share what's been going on with me. Things going well at work. I have a great team back. My whole team is back. And it's really a great thing to have them all together. We work in sync with each other and the unity there with and the respect there. It's been amazing. So thankful for that. Hopefully I'll see y'all on June 27th. Bring your kids out, but let me know if you're coming so I can prepare because we have grab bags. And I want to make sure I have enough for all the kiddos. So please inbox me. Let me know if you're planning to attend. Again, that's June 27th at Increase International Ministries in North Chesterfield, Virginia. It's on my social media, but you can always inbox me. I can give you the address again if you need it, but 6511 Belmont Road at 10 a.m. It really starts at 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. So y'all come on out, but come early to get good parking and to have the kids in the place, okay? And it will be done by 1. So it's not a long one, but it's a way to, and it's called Why Wait Youth. We're going to encourage the youth to go ahead and step into who they are now. Don't be like us and trying to figure it out now. Me figuring out stuff after the age of 50, I'm 61 and I'll be 61 and a half real soon. And now I'm walking in it, but I could have known earlier in life. So get your kids there. And don't forget August 15th. Get really the whole family. But my whole thing is, if the head of household, if the head of household is you and you're a single woman, you need to be there with your kids, especially if you have sons. If the head of household, if it's the family unit, if the head of household, the dad, is healthy and taking care of himself, the whole family will. And so I really need to focus on that this year because what I said earlier, we want our black men to live. We want our black sons to live, our black uncles. Where are the great-great-grandpas? If you have a great-great-grandfather, when I put this up, let me know in the comments that your great-great-grandfather is still alive so we can celebrate him. Put his name, that we are happy about that. But most of us, The great-great-grandfathers are gone. And the grandfathers. My great-great, my grandfather's gone. My great-great gone. My daddy's gone. And my oldest brother's gone. So, let's make a change. It's time for us to make a change in that area. But I'm getting ready to go, you guys. As you go into this week, remember to speak life over yourself. Speak life over your family. Speak life over your neighborhood. Speak life over your coworkers. Speak life over this nation. The key to it all is you have to speak life now. Don't forget to speak life over yourself. And remember to continue to say, God, continue to surprise me with your goodness for the rest of my life. Because he's been surprising me. And everything I went through, God is still good. It's always good. It's just that I had to go through what I had to go through. And I'm thankful that I went through it. And still here to talk about it to you guys. Even the part when I'm sharing today, the emotional part that I'm dealing with concerning it. But yeah, I think the title of this one will be, So if you see, you know what it is. You know what it is. So I love y'all so much. Thank y'all so much for listening. And I'll talk to you again real, real soon. Bye-bye.